Good morning. Here's today's AI and K-12 technology brief. First, a major pause from Los Angeles. LAUSD is restricting all students from using AI tools for the 2026-27 school year while a district committee builds guardrails. That is a big, cautious move from the nation's second-largest district, and it may shape what other districts feel safe doing next. New York City is moving in the same direction. The city announced a one-year moratorium on student-facing AI tools for children from 2K through 8th grade. That affects roughly 600,000 students. The concern is clear. Leaders want time to sort out safety, age appropriateness, and instructional purpose before AI becomes routine for younger children. On assessment, there is a note of caution. New research reviewed by K-12 Dive says AI can evaluate some parts of critical thinking, but it falls short on others. The practical takeaway for educators: use AI as a helper, not as the judge, especially when the work involves reasoning, nuance, and student growth. Parents and voters are also speaking up. A Century Foundation survey found broad concern about social media, student data collection, cell phones, and AI in classrooms. The message for school leaders is not anti-technology. It is pro-guardrails, pro-transparency, and pro-trust. A new report on AI tutors adds another careful note. The 74 reports that tools like Amira and Canmigo are not yet replacing human support. There is promise here, especially for practice and feedback, but students still need adults who notice confusion, motivation, and context. The tech opt-out movement has reached federal court. Families in a Pennsylvania district are suing over not being allowed to opt children out of internet-based classroom tools. Even if similar lawsuits remain rare, districts should expect more pressure to explain what tools are required, why they are used, and how student privacy is protected. Florida is moving towards statewide AI rules from pre-K through higher education. The proposal includes parent notification when teachers approve AI tools for classroom use. That is a sign of where policy may be headed: disclosure, safety review, and clearer lines between teacher use and student use. Finally, EdSurge looks at what happens when EdTech guidance reaches the actual classroom. The challenge is familiar: rules written at a distance often leave teachers to make them work in real time. The opportunity is to design guidance with educators, not just for them. That's the morning read. The big theme today is cautious adoption. AI is moving fast, but schools are slowing down enough to ask what protects students, supports teachers, and earns parent trust.